Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Shout out to the Pinks!
Championship!
They're going to the championship, dude. They beat NYCFC 5-1. They advanced to the MLS Cup final. And they will take on Vancouver on Saturday at 2:30.
Where?
I think it's where is that game,
Blasey? Vancouver.
It's in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cold.
No.
No breaks.
It's Vancouver. Great.
Might be snow.
Great soccer city.
Everybody knows they got the Canucks.
Some good BC bud out there.
And they got the Cougs. I don't know what their name is.
Yeah.
Did you? The Panthers will be back in action tomorrow.
-1.
Did you lose the wheel as you were going through that?
No, I just like, what do I call them? The Cougs.
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy landing.
Panthers will be back at it. They lost to the Flames. Eesh. Panthers need some people back.
They're called the Whitecaps.
Panthers, they lost to the Flames. They will be back in action tomorrow against the Leafs. They're practicing today. Right. Lane Kiffin is LSU's new head coach. I don't know if you heard that this weekend with all the drama that went on. All of it gross.
Yeah.
All of it gross.
Well,
he was trying to so what was the stakeout on Sunday? That was him trying to convince them to let him coach?
Yeah.
Because he was holed up in like some place and we're just like, oh, there's a meeting that's going to go on and then I guess it never happened.
It seemed like it was on the tarmac.
What was going on?
No, it wasn't on the tarmac, bro.
Well, that's where, look, they show one interview where...
Yeah, he finally had to give Marty Smith, who's been poor Marty Smith, okay? Marty Smith probably
boots on the ground.
He was boots on the ground, probably didn't spend Thanksgiving with his family because he had to cover this story. And the decision was supposed to be made Saturday, and I think they were waiting for the outcome of the Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl game. Because if Alabama lost, it would have been Georgia Ole Miss in the SEC championship.
By the way, I got like 9 texts, by the way, that said the game's here. Not in Vancouver.
That's what I was told.
And that was in Vancouver?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right. It is in
the supporters. The supporters of the Pinks say,
okay.
No.
I was going to say, wow. You.
Ooh. My bad. All right. Minus one on me.
-1.
The Pinks! So, yeah, no, Marty Smith's sitting out here just waiting for Lane Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin's bad at breakups. He's been bad at breakups his entire life. And this one was just as ugly, except that he's got this is the best team that he's had since he's broken up, right? Like,
yeah.
If I recall the Tennessee.
They've won 10. He's won 10 games for the last 2 seasons.
He was sneakily with them for a long time. Right. You know, it's like you just get you, but you kind of harken back. It's like Jimmy Butler. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, he can still dial it up. He's been with the Heat for 5 years, but he can still go back to T-Wolves Jimmy if he needs to. Lane Kiffin, he can make a stink if he needs to.
I mean, his contract's up, right?
No, I don't know if Lane's contract was up.
Yeah.
Our college coach contracts ever
they're
up?
Never.
No, they got buyouts.
You know, they're like,
but they didn't talk about a buyout. That's why I'm assuming it's – And remember, they said they made it a point to say we were going to give him exactly everything that LSU was going to give him.
So Lane Kiffin, he left to become the head coach at LSU. He's leaving behind a 6-year, $54 million contract extension he signed in 2023.
Okay, but there's no buyout.
I mean, I don't know if there was a buyout.
And they offered, I mean, soon as he said he was making a decision, Ole Miss came out and said, we're giving him the same exact contract. It's not about money. They said that.
Right.
There's a lot of people think that, like, oh, he left because he didn't love living in Oxford, Mississippi.
Let me tell you something. It's not Boca.
They Knoxville.
Hey, and here's the other thing. Let's be honest. Can you win more and get more recruits to go to Ole Miss or to LSU?
I mean, yeah, LSU's.
Now, I will say this. He has built a team
right
at Ole Miss that he could have kept going.
Yeah.
Because you win, people want to go there.
I think the thing I find unbecoming of it, and this has become the thing that's annoying with college football in general, even with, you know, the whole picture of the college football playoff, is like you're always looking for these greener pastures, and you're always looking for these things. It's like, well, you already have a team that's got a chance. Like, well, maybe they don't win, but you're going to be in the field.
So, and look at the players too, though.
And you're just like, see ya. I'm ready to hit out of here.
Isn't that what everything is nowadays? There's no
like, coach. The coach thing has been, but he's done this multiple times. Like the coach thing has been going on for a while, and the coach and. First of all, he wasn't even originally going to go to FSU, LSU. He was going to go to Florida. Like, those were the first talks, like, that he was going to be the Florida coach. And poor Florida, they're sitting here. Do they get that poor Tulane bastard?
Let's be honest. Florida is going to take a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not LSU.
Yeah, no, we've seen quick LSU turnarounds.
In order of teams, though? I would go Ole Miss, LSU, Florida, as far as talent on the team right now.
I think the thing that's so crazy about it, though, is like,
yes,
you're sitting here. What did you just say?
As far as talent on the team,
mm-hmm.
I would go Ole Miss, LSU, Florida, in that order. So if he was picking based on talent.
I would take LSU. I mean, LSU was highly ranked.
No, I understand
to
that.
To start this season.
But look at the talent on the field now.
But the whole thing is like, he doesn't need to, like, he's shown himself to be good enough at getting talent. Like, he doesn't need a place that's like, oh, I got to get better talent there.
Right.
You know, like, you're in the same conference. You've played these teams. Like, I don't know. There's just something about this that if you're him and you want this, oh, I tried to continue and coach. It's like, why, if this was so decided, why couldn't you have just said, you guys aren't going to want me in February?
Like this, I got to recruit.
You can't.
It's not today. But this isn't 2016 anymore.
But you can't. You can't. I don't know if you could get away with that. And I'm probably more than sure he had to make a decision because they weren't gonna let him do that. Conversely, Ole Miss sounded like they were like, "Hey, you got to make a decision on this, yay or nay, because we not." You know,
I get Ole Miss because it's like you're going to leave us anyway, so I'm not going to have you coaching the entire time up, and you get to be around my players and influence them, and maybe they want to leave. Now, look, it's Wild West these days anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to sit out a year anymore. A kid can go up and leave LSU right off the bat.
Especially if your coach leaves.
Mm-hmm. But
so why if I'm Ole Miss and look,
but if you truly care about the kids and you believe in the year that you're going to have, you could say to whatever your prospective employee is and be like, you guys want me in 6 weeks. Like, let me go coach my team. And then.
Yeah, but I'm saying Ole Miss might have also put hey, you either stay in here or you're going to LSU.
That's the way he's making it seem, but I can understand because yes. It's like you're out here and you're like, I want to be named the head coach.
Right.
It's like, no, if you go job hunt after the season's over.
Nah, right. Ole Miss is right. I'm not going to let you coach my team. And what if you win a national title? What
but here's the problem with that. You're going to give him additional time to recruit all your players? You see what I mean? So while he's coaching all of these guys, he goes, come on with me.
It's nasty what Lane was trying to do. It's like, and I got to give Robert Latour from Black Sports Online credit because he had the best analogy. It's like Lane went to his wife, which would be Ole Miss, and said, listen, I'm leaving you for my side chick, which was LSU. But it's the holidays. I still want to spend time with the kids. So let me stay home and spend time.
Well, he got very mad. I don't know if you guys saw that there was a reporter for Ole Miss that referred to Lane saying you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. And he got like in this reporter's face. He's like, you call me a hoe?
But that was a trolling student.
I understand, but like,
isn't
not
that,
wrong?
But isn't that and just to be fair, right?
He's a job floozy.
Stop making.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jobs, not what they are.
Bless you.
Good intake.
Thanks. It's one of those situations where if we had a profession and we could go somewhere and make more money, or we felt was a better situation, we would just go.
Yeah.
Nobody would hold that against you. Nobody would say you have no loyalty. Nobody would say you're a whore for money. Nobody would say that.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I don't – like, first of all, you're a lead. You lead a group of young men. And second of all, you're not finishing your original job.
He would like to.
Okay.
Stop. You can't be in
the – Listen. Wait.
The analogy is right. You can't come up to me and say you want to break up with me, but you want to stay with me for the –
I have no problem with Ole Miss, with what Ole Miss did. I'm just saying he would have liked to. I look at it, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm looking at it as,
and I would have liked to
you ain't going to come here and hang out with my players and then get them all to go to LSU.
No.
No.
Or the coaching staff.
But I was telling Tobin, I had one of those situations in college. Because when I was in college, the year we won the national championship in basketball, Bill Frieder, after the Big Ten tournament, said he was accepting a job at Arizona State. And guess what they did?
Fired
right him. Right before the NCAA tournament. They said, oh, you ain't going to be a head coach somewhere else. And no, this is Michigan. Out. They named Steve Fisher the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He went 6-0 and won a national championship. How would you like to have that start to your career?
Good.
I mean, if you have Ramil Robinson.
Yeah, Ramil Robinson, Glenn Gary Rice. Grant, Loy Vaught.
Was Glenn Rice on that team?
Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
We had
guys.
We had our own name. What's a chunky kid from?
I can't keep up with
it. Nayland.
I can't keep up with your fat chain.
No, the pro, the pro guy. We had one.
Look at him. He wants a fat chain so bad.
Yeah, it's like,
you know who I'm talking about. The guy that's lighting it up.
What are you talking about? Lightning up. Derrick Queen?
No. Who? It starts with an N. Last name. He's French, I think. Oh. Yo, when it gets there, y'all going.
The fat Sheamus.
Yo, lost, you know.
Lost me.
You've called me every time and said, your boy is balling.
Hmm.
In basketball.
Zion?
Huh?
Zion?
No. Does that sound French? What's the dude's name?
Gobert?
Huh?
Gobert?
No. I don't know if he's French now.
Tony Parker?
No, the chunky dude that played for the Cavs. And now
Batum?
No.
For the Cavs?
Played for the Cavs. Now he plays for?
Boris Diaw?
Is it okay?
Thomas Bryant?
No, he plays for Houston.
Houston?
He averages like 20-something points a game.
Şengün?
Şengün.
Şengün's not fat.
You call them French?
Is he French?
He's Turkish.
He's Turkish.
Is it? No, it's not for Şengün. It's not.
There ain't nobody
I think you're
else.
Thinking of Batum.
Niang.
Oh.
George
Niang. Is he French? I think he's American.
He ain't French. He's American.
No, is he? George,
oh, my
wait.
God.
So, I mean,
hit him with a minus one.
Hit me with a minus one. Go ahead.
That's
minus
ridiculous.
One.
Everybody get mad at me.
He's got such a Rolodex of fat shamery.
Hey, stop.
Oh, man.
You know who the hell I was talking about.
No, he didn't have a lot of
Turkish. He's not know. French. And it wasn't even
he
who said, you were talking about.
He's straight Boston. Damn. All right.
George Niang. It's right. I love it.
Let's take a break. Yeah, because the guy who's like the fat guy, I feel like you do is, if French is Batum, I feel like.
Batum's not fat.
But Batum's not fat.
But then it must have been Boris Diaw.
Had to be Boris Diaw.
Yes. I would say Niang's nickname is the minivan.
Yeah, the problem is not French.
Okay.
Smoke does French. He have an S at the end of his George?
No.
Like George St. Pierre?
It's not George S.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.